everybody, this is your host Shoda Indegris, and today I'm going to be bringing a new topic, a new episode, and it's going to make us see life in a different and positive manner. I hope you are ready because it is starting now. I'm so excited to welcome everyone to the first podcast of this year. I'm so sorry for the long break, but I'm assuring everyone that motivating our inner mind is back stronger and better. With this, I want to bring today's topic, which is under a big body. The big body is 7 vital human behaviors, but today we are going to be taking love as our first vital human behavior. When we hear love, what comes to our mind? Love is a very popular word used in the world today. As popular as this word is, a lot of people don't really know the importance. A lot of people don't know how to use it. According to the Oxford Dictionary, love is a tender and passionate affection for another person. It comes from within. It comes from the heart. It's not just on our lip. There are 4 types of love. There are 4 common types of love. Some are healthy while some are not. We have the Eros love, which is also erotic. It is also called the passionate love. That is between lovers, between husbands and wives. The second type of love is the filial love, which is the love of friends, classmates, co-workers, and so on. Then we have the storge love, which is the love between parents and children. Then the last one is the agape love, which is the love of God to mankind. With all this, does everyone deserve love? Does everyone deserve love? I know we all have different answers to this question, but the truth is that everybody deserves love. Everybody deserves to be loved. If we all love each other, if we all have love for ourselves, we would all live in harmony and peace. Where there is love, there is development, there is productivity, there is happiness and cooperation. Love is a very vital human behavior we all have to exhibit, whether in our workplace, in our school, in our church, or wherever we find ourselves. Let us all exhibit love. Let us all showcase love. Most times we have this mentality that we should only love those who love us. But the interesting thing about love is when you love those that hate you, when you love those that doesn't even give you attention. Most of the people that are violent, most of the people that are evil and causing chaos in our community today are those that lack love. Why not be the first person to showcase love to them? Why not be the first person to show them love? Whether they are your tribe, whether they are your language speaking people, whether they are your friends or not, why not show them love? Because everybody deserves love. The sweet thing about love is once it is present in every relationship, every other thing falls into place. I'm going to be sharing with us characteristics of love. The first one is love is kind. That is, once you have love, you should express kindness to everyone around you, not just your religion, not just your tribe or your color or race, but to everybody around you. The second one is love is not jealous. That is, it's not envious of the people around them. Once you have love, you shouldn't be envious of your partner. You shouldn't be envious of your classmates, your co-workers, and so on. The third one is love is not proud. Once you have love, you should be humble. You should see everyone like you. You should see everybody as one, not being proud. The fourth one is love is true. Once you have love, you should be truthful. You should be truthful to your partner. You should be truthful to your classmates, to your co-workers, to your church members, and wherever you find yourself. Love is true. The fifth one is love is not easily provoked. Love doesn't get angry easily. So once you
have love and you claim you have anger issues. I don't believe in that. Love should be so calm. Love should not be easily provoked. The sixth one is, love rejoices in the truth. Love doesn't support lies. Love doesn't support things that are not true. Then the last one here is, love does not think evil. Love doesn't think of things that are not palatable. Love doesn't think of harming his or her neighbor. Love is not evil. So once you have love and you are thinking of things that are not right, or thinking of cheating, or doing stuff that are not right, check yourself. Maybe your love is not true. Those are the characteristics of love that have just been mentioned to us. There are more, but these are the most important ones that I feel we should use to checkmate ourselves. Lastly, I want us to make love part of our daily habits. I want us to make love our daily routine. Don't let it be just what you hear, but what you do. Let people see a person that loves in you. I want to give us a short exercise. I want us to show love to 5 different people that we've not showed love to before. Either we've been having an argument with them, or we've not spoken to them for a while. Just show them how much you love them, either by giving them gifts or telling them how much you love them with your words, or any way you know you can express love to them. Let them see a different person in you. Let them see a person that loves in you. And I'm very sure that this will build a cordial relationship between you and your friends. Thank you very much. I still remain your host, Shola Indy Grace, and I would love to see you in the next episode, because it is going to be better. Thank you.